Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Well, hello and welcome.
Welcome to
Binging with Benefits.
Heck yeah, baby.
Heck yeah, baby. I'm Jess.
And I'm Becca.
And how do we record?
Literally every time we're like, and then what?
And then this is us.
Hello.
LOL. Laugh out loud.
Yeah, from Cinderella story.
Yes, exactly. Wait, was that from Cinderella story?
Yeah, because when she's like texting
Austin Ames.
Austin Ames.
I remember that name.
She's like, she's like, laugh out loud. Oh, anyway, so laugh out loud, people.
Laugh out loud. This is coming after a little hiatus of us actually recording. It's been a bit.
It really has been a while.
Yeah, we've recorded things here and there as needed for the pod as we've been releasing stuff, but this is like kicking off our recording era again.
Yeah.
Our recording era 2.0.
2.0.
So we're like, how do we do this?
I know, we're so off practice.
Off our game?
Yeah, I'm like, what's the word? I don't even know.
Off our game.
Off our game. Speaking of games, I'm just kidding. This is no relation.
What games are we playing here? Little game of life?
Yeah, no, literally. Hello.
Literally. Lol.
Speaking of laughing out loud. Girl, I am not laughing out loud.
Girl, we are not having fun. It is...
Hayley Williams, we are not having fun.
Heck, it's not fun. No.
But you know what is fun? This will tie us in. We'll get there eventually. So we recently went to a family trip.
Yes.
We go every single year.
Every year.
Every year since what, you were two?
I don't know. Okay. For some reason, I'm remembering mom telling me going since I was 9 months old. But Britton and I, our other brother, were doing the math. And how does that work? Because I was born in June.
But then, yeah, yeah.
So then how would that work unless
we
they
go
went
in August or yeah. July, August, usually.
Usually July. But I wonder if maybe they went
like the following year, but then you wouldn't be 9 months.
You'd I know. What would I be year? At 9 months at June? Like they would have had to gone in March.
Yeah, I doubt. I,
which I don't think
so
they
doubt
did.
That.
So I was a wee little lass.
She was a little lass.
She was a fairy.
She was a fairy. Yeah, so you were a baby.
I was a baby.
We're just going to say that. You were a baby. And we have been every single year with, I think, a few very extreme exceptions. I think one or 2 years. Very, very extreme.
I know I have missed a few years for other reasons, but like you, have you ever missed a year other than that one?
So what I'm talking about when I say extreme, what's the word?
Occasions.
I can't even think of words. So it's up by like Fresno. Let's start there.
Yeah.
It's up by Fresno.
Up in the Sierras.
And anyway, on our way to this trip, we're going to go somewhere in between the years of 13 and 15.
Exactly.
We were going on to this trip and it was my parents, me, Jessica, and our youngest brother, Britton.
Was that all that was going?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Very small.
Wow.
Because Allie was living in Utah and Dallin was on his mission.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were driving and we were hit a few times by a big rig.
By a freaking semi 16 wheeler.
Yeah. Like carrying all those cars.
Yeah.
That's what we got hit by at least twice.
Did I scream, we're all going to die?
Oh,
yes, I did.
No, it's like, I'm not even kidding. It's a legitimate miracle. We're all alive.
Yeah, for real.
Like, we all walked away. Like, that is...
We walked away.
A miracle.
Insane. Oh, gosh. But anyway, yeah.
We're not going to revisit the trauma, but... at this episode. but just know that that's the extreme we're talking about. That is the only year that I personally have missed.
Okay.
Because we go every single year.
Yeah.
all of our family comes. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone who
as
can
much as
come.
People can. Yeah,
this year was special because everyone came.
All of the OG MKZs came, except for our dear Nate the Great was unable to make it. My who you guys have met, Allie, her husband was unable to make it this year, but it was a very full house.
It was so full.
It was so full, and it was so fun.
And we have three kids under five.
Yeah, five and under.
Five and under, and so just chaos. It was so fun. You know?
It got more fun once they got there too.
Though. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's when everyone else, like we all, a few of us went up early, and then the rest of the folks showed up midweek.
Yeah,
and that was just so fun. It's just so fun when we get all of the siblings together.
It's such a blast.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened.
Yeah. 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 We were up in the mountains.
High Sierras.
In the High Sierras.
So on the very last day, we were at the lake and Britton, my youngest brother, I'm sitting in the chair.
Was he the one who ended up finding
it? Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm sitting in my chair just like getting set up, whatever. And Britton comes up and he's like, oh my gosh, I found a ring. And we're like, what? And it's like, you can tell it's definitely like a wedding band for a man.
Yeah.
And on the inside, it's inscribed with this really sweet message to Veres. Me, Felicidad.
Felicidad?
Yeah.
Felicidad.
So like, you are my happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweetest thing. And I was like, oh crap, I really got to get this back to some. Because
Becca was the only one. For the record, Becca is better than all of us because we were like, oh, womp womp. Like, okay. But then Becca, and I didn't know you were doing this. Becca decided to take matters into her own hands.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not turning this into some kiosk here at the lake because that will go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to know that it's going to get back to where it needs to.
Yeah.
So I posted on a few Facebook pages for the lake and it exploded.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Okay. Wow. I know. People just keep sharing this. We're talking like close to 1,000 different shares on Facebook.
That's just the shares. Yeah.
Like so many comments of people tagging people. Oh, didn't you lose a ring? Oh, wait, didn't this person say? Just all these different things. Anyway, one of the people that reached out to me was somebody from the local news, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. And he was like, can I post about this ring? And I was like, please do.
Yeah.
I want to get this home. Anyway, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, this reached the news? Like, what's happening? So, yeah. So, like, I think a day or two after the guy reached out from the news, a girl reached out. And she was like, hey, I think you found my ring. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Great. Mm-hmm. But she let me know that it was her father's ring and he had passed away 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she had lost it maybe 2 or 3 weeks prior to us finding it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rare that you would find anything.
Yeah. Seriously. If you lose something like that at a place like that, it's just gone.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was wearing her dad's ring. Obviously she had a relationship with her dad and I think she said something like she just didn't know that it had fallen off or something.
She realized like the next day it's gone and she was like, oh my gosh, like I guess it's just gone now, like that's all I have. And anyway, so it actually should be arriving to her house today. So
very good.
We
love a good Samaritan moment.
Very eventful.
Yeah, seriously. I know, but seriously, Becca was the one who was like, oh, I want to make sure someone finds this. Like, I don't even think when Britton brought it to you, it wasn't even in his head of like,
no,
fix it, find somebody.
No.
I think he was just like, oh, cool. Look what I found. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm really glad. It's a really touching story.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you did that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's like, oh, man, you found it. I'm like, no, I literally didn't. I literally was sitting on my chair and Britton brought it to me. Everyone's like huddling around and it made it in my hands. And I was like, I will not let this go until I find the owner.
I will find this. Yes, exactly. And I'm so glad you did.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
It was a really interesting way to kind of end the trip.
Yeah.
And then to hear the story of how she lost it.
I know.
It's like, oh, I'm so glad it made it back to.
I know. Because I was like, oh, the inscription that really, I was like, oh, this really means somebody.
Yeah, it's not just a ring that someone bought.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, this is just a silver, like,
yeah.
I mean, I still would have tried to return it, but like, that was the oomph. I was like, oh, 100%. Gosh, this really means something to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm just so glad we were able to return it to the owner. So.
Yay. I love it. We love a good story. Yeah. A little beginning benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love it. I don't know. Yeah, when we say we're not having any fun, it's been a real rough ride for me in particular. And, you know, it sucks when things don't work out and you're wrong, but just like, you know, part of that trip, I was like in severe panic mode and so bad that like I broke out in a stress rash, which I did not know was a thing. But it is.
Welcome to the world.
You can get stress hives. So I had a it's likely going to scar on my wrist.
Really?
There's, I don't see how this is going to go away. Like I still have, it's still healing, to be honest, because at some point it like blistered and
jeez.
Yeah, it was not good. Just from, you know, still looking for, you know, full-time work and getting just lots of almosts in professional and personal life. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm like, oh, is there, I'm thinking numerology from our dear mm-hmm. Tay-Tay. But I'm like, okay, there was three almosts
mm-hmm.
in my professional life.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three massive heartbreaks from one person. And okay, what's the numerology of three? And like things happen in threes. So that means the next thing has to be good, right?
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's another thing, actually. Okay. So yesterday, I had a really great day yesterday. I had, it fits for the theme of our pod and for what we're going to talk, what movie we're going to talk about today, like a very
Ooh.
Early 2000s mall experience.
Ooh.
And it was so fun. And I got to, like, we went shopping, me and my girls, all day, pretty much.
That's
and it was just, it was a great time. Like we were, it honestly could be a montage in a 2000s movie because we were like bra shopping together and like we were coming out and like showing each other like, oh, that's some spillage there, girl. And, like, you know, it was great. The women at the bra shop loved us because she's like, you guys are all bra shopping together. That's such a like, that's girlhood. And we're like, yes, it is. It was great. It was great. And then like, you know, eating at the food court and like doing all that stuff.
Like getting lots of pretzels.
Literally. I don't know if they got it after I left because I did have to leave early because I had another appointment. But we like, you know, got to the food court and we were, you know, talking about like the quintessential things that you see in the food court. And we're like, what do you see in a food court? A Sbarro has to be there at all times.
Always.
And then a Panda has to be there at all
that
times.
That was literally,
It's like, those are the two things that are always in a mall food court.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't need either of those. Because we're in our 30s now. So we ate at a place called Dizzy Bird, which is really, really good. I think it's only their second location. It's just like Mediterranean chicken. Anyways, but we were all ordering and then we were, you know, I was the third person to order and third person to get my food.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, another three.
Ooh.
The threes are everywhere. My trip when I went to San Diego by myself, like I was just following threes the whole time.
Interesting.
Like if the address had threes in it, I would go to it. It like I saw threes everywhere. There were, it was just everything was threes. So I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, so I was the third person to get my food.
Okay.
And that feels even different for this then too. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I was the third person to get my food and two of my friends had already sat down at a table.
Uh-huh.
So I go to find them with my food and I go to sit down and I put my bag down and then I see in the spot that I'm about to sit in, there is a fortune sitting on the table. And I was like, oh, like I said to my friends, I'm like, oh, what's this? And they're like, oh, we didn't see it. Sorry, we would have cleared it. And I was like, no, it's cool. It's a fortune.
Okay.
And I kept it, obviously. Okay. So the fortune says, it's from Panda.
We love our Panda.
We're Panda girlies. Your silent efforts are about to be rewarded. And obviously I kept it. Because God knows I need some efforts to be rewarded right now. So, and my friends are like, oh, that means you're getting a job. And I kind of like, you know, whatever, joked it off, laughed it off. But like, it meant something to me. And so I like tucked it in my back pocket and I was like, okay, like, I guess the whole thing is like, within the last week after I got back from the trip, I had another massive heartbreak, but also a lot of realizations about this person and like, what I was actually being put through and who this person actually was just through like, I don't know. Once you step out of the haze of something like that, like you understand like, oh, this was actually really unfair. This was unfair. I wasn't being crazy here. I was just asking questions, you know, all that stuff.
Right.
After I kind of stepped out of that haze. So like 2 days later, I woke up feeling so much lighter.
Wow.
And just like something had been lifted off of my spirit that I haven't felt since the first breakdown with this person. Yeah. I felt so light. And then I was like, you know what? The universe has been trying to get me to let this situation go multiple times. It has given me 2 times before, and it finally removed it from my life because I don't want to, like, I'm trying really hard. I'm working through the like shame of like, why didn't I know better after everything I went through and all the growth that I did? But like, it should have, I should have chosen, and I knew I should have chosen, but I just felt too weak too, because I was like, I've given up everything else over the last year. I can't give this up too.
Yeah.
Once it was removed from my life, I was like, okay, you know, I feel light. I feel like this is literally the last thing I could possibly give up and like that could be taken from me at this point. Thinking about what is the universe going to bring into my life now? Because literally I have nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, not literally, but like, you know what I mean? Like complete blank slate.
Yeah.
So this is the time where something needs to start coming in. And I'm like, all right, like I'm excited to see whatever the universe brings in to my life now.
Yeah.
And then I got this thing and I was like, okay, like little nod from the universe.
That's awesome.
So yeah. I don't know if you noticed this, but on the drive home from Shaver, we were listening to music and we were listening to, I think we had Paramore on at some point.
Uh-huh.
And there was the song. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I started crying.
No, I didn't even know.
Because, God, what? Ugh, Jess. Okay, Paramore, the song Last Hope came on. And I was just listening to the words. And like, I have this song on my workout playlist. It's because the chords are good. And like, it makes you feel pumped and all of that. But then this was the first time that I like heard it and like heard the lyrics. And I was like, okay, as long as I have a spark of hope, it's enough. Yeah. You know?
You're going to make me cry now.
I'm sorry. Then I wake up to the cold reality that not a thing has changed, but it will happen. Gotta let it happen. It's just a spark, but it's enough to keep me going. And when it's dark out, no one's around, it keeps glowing. It's just a spark, but it's enough to keep me going. And the salt in my wounds, it isn't burning any more than it used to. It's not that I don't feel the pain. It's just I'm not afraid of hurting anymore. Anyway, the whole song. But like driving home, I was like crying listening to this song. And I was like, okay, I have a spark in me still. And that's enough. I'll just keep going with that. So
yeah.
We're living spark by spark in this moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, sorry, I didn't tend to like fully cry here. Like, I just remembered the like this and how it applied to what we were already talking about, anyways.
But no, that was beautiful. That song is just so beautiful. Like, anything Paramore writes, honestly, is like a banger.
Yeah.
But like, when songs like that cut, you're just like, whoa, okay.
No, for real. Like, it finally, like, how long does song, I've known that song forever. Anyways, it was just, it felt very, it felt like an answer to some of my, you know, silent prayers and pleadings throughout the week of being with the family up in the woods, and you know, the night before pleading with the moon, the full moon over, like that was so, I loved that. I was
let's talk about that real quick.
Literally. Like, I was like, it's the full moon, we're timing it up perfectly. I've always wanted to go look at the moon over the lake, and it's the full moon, so like I'm good. Shit. I mean, I released it.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, no, it was beautiful and it was great. And I got to sit there and just be like, I said all my mantras and I was like, you know what? What's meant for me doesn't miss me.
Yeah.
And the full moons are for releasing things from your life. And so it's released and I feel better and I feel more of a spark.
I'm really happy to hear all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm so happy to hear that, because it's just been okay.
I know.
it's been a really long while of watching.
Yeah. I know, and that's part of it for me is like I don't ever want people to see that I'm struggling. And so this whole journey frick. I mean, obviously, like, we're not going to dance around it. I got divorced. Like, yeah. We've been dancing around it every time we've recorded. But, like, obviously, like, yeah, I got divorced. And this whole thing has been, I know it's the right decision.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, it's been hard the whole time, like, learning to be okay with letting other people see that, like, mm-hmm. you're not okay. But anyways,
no, I think there's like beauty in the hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's important to show that too, because yeah, we do have fun. Obviously everyone has fun, but yeah. Like, I'm a big advocate for sharing when things are not fun. I think that's important to see too, because yeah, you see celebrities and their highlight reel, you know?
Yes.
And but you don't see all the other heartbreak and
the
blah,
social
blah.
Media and all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And like, I am normally such an, I mean, this is like the classic case of like, I'm so good at giving advice, but terrible at taking my own because I am such an advocate for it of like, yeah. let everyone see the hard.
Yeah.
But no, not you.
But yeah, no. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And like, part of it is because I was trying to be respectful of other people and their own experiences of stuff. And I also have a trouble with like, oh, your experience isn't that bad. Like, it could be so much worse. Like, I have friends who have gone through so much worse. And I'm like, okay, like, who are you to talk about your, oh, sorry, you're sad. Oh, that's really sad. That's really hard. You know?
No, and it's hard. It's hard too, because you don't, like, just because someone is going through something harder does not discount your experience either.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that doesn't mean that yours is less hard or even more hard, whatever, you know, like. Mm-hmm. It's all hard.
It's all hard.
Look, it's all bad.
And we try to
it
just
is what it is, and it isn't great.
And we just try to giggle our way through it. Yeah, okay. Totally. And I'm sure, like, we'll keep talking about this kind of stuff, and like, maybe we're not gonna cry every time. Maybe we'll say some really funny zingers at situations, yeah. and that'll be great, because that's also how we process things too.
Absolutely.
But. Oh, anyways,
so really quick before we get into the movie, I have to, because this actually ties into the benefit a little bit. Okay, so while we're on our camping trip, we call it a camping trip. We're in a cabin. We used to camp.
Yeah, no camping anymore.
We used to camp in a tent for like literally 14 days. Like, we were those people. Now we're doing a cabin during this trip. My throat started to hurt. And I was like, oh, I must be getting a cold or something. And then it just really started to hurt. And like, I couldn't eat stuff. Like, I was like,
she couldn't swallow water.
I couldn't swallow water. I was like, why is it burning?
And the thing is, okay, here's the thing. Becca gets sick at this trip every single year.
For the last 3 years.
And we were like, this is gonna be she was so careful. She was like doing all the holistic stuff. I am not going to get sick. I don't want to be around anybody who's sick. We're not getting sick this whole trip. I'm not sharing water. I'm not sharing spoons. I'm hand sanitizer up the yin yang. Yeah. And then the last day.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was Saturday. Yeah, my throat is just absolutely on fire. I am so nauseous and so tired. Sorry. No, it's funny. I don't care. But I'm like I fell asleep on the couch, and I just was like so insanely nauseous and just like hungry, obviously, because I haven't really eaten anything today because water hurts. Cut to like Tuesday, and it's gotten to the point where my whole back of my throat is completely swollen.
I mean, we could hear it in the way that she talked. Like you know how there's a certain voice that people do when they're playing like a fat person? That's not what I mean. It's like, but it's like a very throaty thing. And I was like, we're like, Becca, you don't sound good.
So I'm like, wait, really, you guys? And I'm talking like that. It was like, I'm choking.
She had like marbles in her throat or something.
I opened my mouth and Allie goes, oh my God. She's like, no, that's not normal. So I go to urgent care. And they're, he takes one look at me and he goes, yeah, you have an ulcer. I have an ulcer in my throat.
Not even in your throat. On your uvula.
Like, the entire back of my throat is just completely swollen. Anyway, so, yeah, like, $200 later, here we are, and now we're doing much better. So,
yeah, we're doing so much better now, because now she's talking.
Yeah, but we're good now, so.
We're doing good, and how are we going to celebrate?
Panda.
With Panda.
Girl, we're going hard on
Panda.
We're
going hard on Panda. The whole time, she's like, I'm just so hungry. I just really want a big plate of Panda.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for it though too.
Oh, we need to are we doing that for dinner tonight?
Ooh.
Are we doing Panda and Freakier Friday?
Ooh.
How great is that? Because remember in Freaky Friday they go to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have to do it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it, and we're gonna record it and post it.
I love it.
Okay. Yes, we are. Okay. Done. Social media planning happening via podcast,
yeah,
right
I love
now.
It.
Oh, so good.
Anyway, so there we go, people. Apparently that's a thing. And also, I'm telling Dallin, my younger brother, about it, and he goes, oh, I had that like 3 or 4 months ago.
What?
What? Why didn't no one tell me? Like, this is an option?
You can know this could happen. I only knew about stomach ulcers.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just stress.
Well, what movie are we doing today? So anyways,
we've yapped your ear off. I have a feeling these podcasts are going to get less and less about movies.
I know. Fine. You know what? People are not here for the movie because they can go watch the movie.
They can watch the movie. You just like to hear our interpretation of the movie.
Yeah.
And the movie we are going to interpret today is John Tucker Must Die. Okay. So we are dragging everybody straight back to the middle 2000s. Okay. Already? This is something I watched with the same girls I went shopping with yesterday. So we are like just living our Y2K life.
I love it.
Okay. We are talking lawless times of the trucker hats, the Ed Hardy gear, the low rise bedazzled jeans, yep. Like very mid 2000s. And this movie might have single-handedly make me trust men a lot less.
I had hope for that sentence and then it went, oh, never mind.
It gave me so much hope to trust men less.
Yeah, no, literally, I was like, oh.
Oh, anyways, so let's get into it, okay? Yeah. So we open with Brittany Snow.
Yes.
Right, like classic 2000s, and her name is Kate. And she's just very classic early 2000s, like girl next door, but like painfully invisible and shy, like so painfully that it's like everything is a stutter. And I don't think it was like this character has a stutter. I think this is just how she as an actress in the early 2000s portrayed that this was an insecure person.
Got it.
Okay. But it was like so we were making fun of it so much the whole time. Like. Anyways, so I think that they thought it would be like a really cute way to show that she was just like, I'm just a girl. But it came across as like, girl, you okay? Like, anyway, so she narrates that she spent her whole life moving from place to place because of her MILF mom, okay, who is played by Jenna McCarthy.
Oh,
I forgot about this whole thing.
I do not remember that.
I was like, I thought I remembered about the movie.
Yeah.
But then I started watching it and I was like, I forgot Jenna McCarthy of it all. And she's just this woman who is like plowing through men. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Or the men are plowing. No, that sounds bad. She's just a serial dater.
Yeah.
And what does she end up calling them all? Skip.
Oh, that's right.
She calls them all Skip because they always end up skipping out on her mom. Mm-hmm. Kate has this MILF mom. And these constant rotation of men in her life. And so she has to keep moving around because MILF mom gets burned by man. They all move, blah, blah, blah. So they've moved to a new town. And she is currently working at the seafood restaurant, which is very like, I wrote down Amanda Show's Moody's Point. Do you remember that?
Oh my God.
In terms of like location.
Moody's Point.
Right?
Wow.
Those who know, know. Okay. So it's very like Moody's Point in terms of like location logic. Okay.
Wow.
And that's where she sees this man, John Tucker, the man, the myth, the walking axe body spray commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. Like for some reason, I think his name is Jesse Metcalf is the actor who plays him. And he was like the hot dude of early 2000s. Like he was like the quintessential hot man of Y2K.
Yeah.
John Tucker is the school's basketball star. Of course. Okay. Basketball, not football. We are basketball.
Yeah. Basketball is cool.
But that's like a different, let's talk about the levels of like the jocks.
Oh, yeah.
And like, if there's a basketball star versus the football star player, right? Like, if there's a football star player, lo siento, if any of you guys played football, but the football star players don't feel very smart to me.
Yeah.
They're like, everyone knows this man is a player.
Yeah.
But the basketball star player,
it's like more wholesome for some reason.
It feels a little bit like you would trust them more.
Yeah.
But why? Why would I trust a basketball star more than a football star?
Also, quick note, it's so funny to hear what's cool at other high schools.
Yeah.
Because you're like, choir was it at our high school.
It was the, yes.
That was like celebrity status.
Yeah, if you were in choir, if you were in show choir.
If you were in show choir, specifically, the top class.
Yes.
You were celebrity.
Yes.
At other places.
He was president of show choir.
Yeah, Jessica and Ellie both were in show choir. Just, we're in the midst of celebrity here.
Okay. poor Becca was like, are you the McKenzie sister? Sorry.
No, everyone would always come up to me and be like, oh, are you the McKenzie sister? Oh my gosh, are you going to be in choir? And I'm like, I guess so.
I'll try it.
But you know what's really funny is one show, I must have been a freshman and Allie was a junior. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in our dressing room. I was literally eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich by myself because I was not like the girl. I just did not fit in with the class. Like it was just, I was.
She was in an all girls class too, though. That's
for
rough.
So many years.
Yes.
And it's rough. Anyway, I just did not fit in with the girls and that's fine. I don't care. But I'm sitting alone eating my PB&J. Allie walks in her green shirt.
This was a show choir shirt.
This is a show choir.
You wore green. You were only allowed to wear the green choir shirt if you were in show choir.
You guys, this is a big freaking deal. I mean, this is like, I'm not kidding. This is the status of Taylor Swift walking into your dressing room and going right up to you. Like, that's what it, not to me what it felt like, but for them, that's what it was.
The, yes.
And anyway, so Allie, oh, you know, hey, mom said blah, blah, blah. Here's this, whatever, drop something off. She leaves. All of the girls, 30 plus girls, crowd around me. That's your sister? Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so cool. Oh my God. And I'm like, you literally did not care about me 20 seconds ago. I've been here all along.
That's because you were shown with a green shirt.
You were seen with a green shirt. Yeah. And so now I was top tier, apparently. It's just so stupid.
So nuts.
Just high school
is not real.
No, it really isn't.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so back to the movie.
Anyways, yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
So listening from high school, shout out.
Good. Oh, I was gonna say too, like in high school for some reason, like we trusted the basketball players more than we trusted the football players, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
But
I don't
now
know
the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce of it all.
Oh, for sure.
And the notoriety of a basketball star consistently cheating on their wives, the Taylor Swift of it all, and the Travis Kelce has taught us that maybe the basketball players are the ones we don't trust. And also John Tucker says not to, we don't trust basketball players.
Yeah. No, yeah. We learned from this movie.
Yes. Anyways. Okay. So we're still at the, taking it back to where we were, still at the seafood restaurant, and Brittany Snow's character is watching all John Tucker go on all these dates with three different women. Okay. So he's dating not one, not two, but three girls.
Oof.
Okay. So the victims, Carrie is the overachieving future news anchor type who wears pearls unironically. Like, she's giving like hormonal CNN. Okay. There's Heather, who is the spicy cheerleader with anger issues, played by Ashanti. In this whole movie, I know they were trying to give her a real solid shot at her acting career, but it was bad.
Oh, no.
Ashanti, I'm so sorry. I don't remember it being as bad as it was, but I was like, no wonder I thought I could be an actress, like watching this stuff. No, because literally, like, I thought I could, like, these are the movies I was watching. Of course I thought I could be an actress.
Yeah.
I was like, I could do this. 100%. I could stutter. I can be a sassy cheerleader. Anyways, and then there's Beth, who is played by Sophia Bush, One Tree Hill, just gorgeous Gorgina woman. Okay, she's the vegan activist / witchy girl, so of course I was like, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Who probably sells crystals on Etsy now. She has a realization throughout this movie that she is a she likes sex a little more than everybody else does.
Okay.
She slowly realizes throughout the movie. So just know that that's happening, where she's like, wait, what? You didn't immediately have sex with him? It's like, oh, okay. She's that role for him.
Got it.
He's very meticulous. He makes sure that he picks girls in different social groups that are never going to talk to each other. And so he can date multiple women at once.
Yeah.
Hashtag gross.
Yeah.
But then he also tells them that, you know what, coach says that I play better when I'm not dating during the season. So you can't tell anybody.
Oh my.
I'll get into so much trouble. And so, like, of course, like, it works. And so they don't tell anybody, and they never know. They're all in gym class together, all of these girls, including Kate, Brittany Snow's character. And somehow, someone on the volleyball court, it's like an all girls gym class, someone mentions that they are seeing John Tucker.
Ooh.
And someone else sees her mention this. And so then catfight.
Yeah.
And then the third person sees it and comes out, and they're all fighting. Kate somehow gets roped into this fight. I don't know how, but they're like, who the crap is this girl? Like, she's like, nerdy girl. She stutters, right?
Yeah.
These are all the cool girls in their circles.
Yeah.
Right. And they're all blaming each other. And she's like, hashtag girl power. No, we blame him. Like, he's the one who's messing this up.
Yeah.
Anyways. And so she gets somehow nominated to be their, like, super spy to, like, break up John Tucker's life.
Yeah.
So then we go into this, like, classic makeover montage where, like, I said, you know, because God forbid Brittany Snow wears mascara and has confidence without the help of three girls in a low rise denim.
Yeah.
Like, we have to have a makeover montage.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
They teach her how to flirt, how to walk, how to own her sexuality, and, like, you know, manipulate a grown ass basketball player.
Yeah.
Right. They've tried to figure out ways to humiliate John Tucker, and they, like, convince him to wear a thong. And then he gets pantsed in front of the whole basketball team. And they thought, that's great. We kill his reputation. He's John Tucker must die.
Yeah.
Right? But everything they try to do just backfires. And he ends up owning it. Like, he's like, yeah, I wear thongs. You know what? I have better movement to do things like this. And he, like, I don't know basketball terms. He, like, alley-oops and, like, oh, everyone's like, whoa. And then all of a sudden the whole basketball team and all of the male teachers and all of the male students on campus are wearing whale tails out of their low-rise jeans. Okay. So, like, things like that happen where they just keeps backfiring on them. Yeah. And they're like, this man can't die.
Yeah.
So anyway, they have worked really hard and they've gotten John obsessed with Kate. And she's just, you know, not like the other girls, and she's giving him more of a challenge than he's used to. So of course he's like,
he's very interested.
100% gotta be interested. And he's like buying her flowers and talking about feelings that obviously, like, he doesn't have. Like, he's trying all the things in his book to get this girl, and she's pass.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. But eventually kind of wears her down a little bit. She's like, wait, like, maybe he's not so bad.
Do I like him?
Do I like him? And all of the girls are like, girl, get up.
Yeah.
Like, no. Hello, wake up. Anyway, so, like, basically she just starts to kind of like him. Tragic. Mm-hmm. But throughout this whole thing, John has a brother. Okay.
Oh.
He has a brother named Scott Penn Badgley.
Oh my gosh.
We love Penn Badgley. Okay. We love him, love him, love him so much. Gossip Girl, You.
Literally anything he's in. I'm
obsessed. I'm going to watch whatever Penn Badgley is in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little brother, and he is more Kate's actual type. Okay.
Okay.
They are, like, science partners. Mm-hmm. He's, like, flirty and fun and, like, obviously hitting on her, but she is just like, I don't see it type of thing.
Mm.
And so he sees her being chased by his older brother, and he's like, what the crap are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know how my brother is. Because then when she earlier finds out he's John Tucker's brother, she's like, wait, you're his brother? Like, how are you so normal? Like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, layered t-shirts, camera. He's the type of person who would talk to her about the bell jar and, like, feel his feelings. And, like, I wrote, his vibe is, I'm emotionally available, and that terrifies you.
Oh.
Which, like, fair.
No, that is a very, that's a pretty accurate description.
So everything comes to a head at this, like, hotel party, okay? Well, okay, it's his birthday party.
Oh.
Okay, so, like, they've been, like, kind of dating, and she's, like, realizing, oh, he actually likes me more than I thought. And it's like, this is like male high school celebrity status. Like, his birthday party is huge. He has a hotel party every single year. They rent out this like hotel ballroom. The whole school comes. It's ridiculous. The whole school comes to John Tucker's birthday party. And there's like girls in bikinis popping out of birthday cakes.
Oh,
and, like,
my God.
I think like a Hummer on stage and like all this nonsense. Okay. Like, so he like gets up and he's like talking about how much he really likes this cake girl, because they're like kind of dating at this point. Really likes her, blah, blah, blah. She comes up on stage. She kisses him. But then she also confesses that it was all fake.
Wait, really quick. Were all the girls still pretending to date John Tucker, or were they done?
No. Oh, because then he dumps them.
Oh, and so then they're like, oh, let's get back at him?
Yes.
Got it.
So it's like, okay, they're all like, you're not dating him, you're not dating him. And then they keep dating him for a little bit, and then he moves on to the next cycle of girls, and he dumps them. That's what he does. It's like, and he dumps them all at once. And so they all come together, and that's kind of when the plan of like, because they were trying to embarrass him while they were still dating him.
Yeah.
And then he came up and broke up with all of them. And they're like, oh no, this isn't working. We need to like,
we need
to take Kate undercover.
Yeah.
So they weren't dating him.
Okay. That makes sense.
But yeah.
Okay.
So she like confesses that it was all fake. It was all a plan. The three girls come up on stage. We're like, haha, we got you. Blah, blah, blah. You know? And he just like fully John Tucker. Oh, okay. Like, he's like sad for a split second, but like he just kind of shrugs it off. Like, he's unbothered, unfazed. Like, it starts in like a, somehow it starts into a cake fight type of thing. I know. The cake is only on stage, but suddenly everyone in the audience has cake too.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Physics.
Physics. Science. Women in STEM. Like, I don't know. And like the montage of them throwing cake at each other, all of them are laughing and smiling. So it's like,
yeah.
Okay, so we're not great actors.
No.
We're just having fun throwing cake at each other as friends who just so happen to be paid to be making this movie.
Yeah, we're just so happen to be recording.
Exactly. We're just recording and having a food fight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was one of the cake girls or somebody else who was up on stage just starts kissing another girl. And he's like, okay, John Tucker, like, just no feelings. Like, we thought.
Wow.
Like, it sets up the movie to be like, when she reveals, it's going to be, he's going to be so heartbroken. He's going to change his ways. Nope.
So embarrassed. No, nothing.
So embarrassed. Look how embarrassed he was. No.
Oh.
Zero embarrassed. So he just like, you know, move on to the next girl. Because of course, as is wont to happen in these early 2000s movies, the girl has like a breakdown of like, I don't even know who I am anymore. Like, I can't believe I did this. Like, you know? And she gives this girl power speech in the hallway that's very like, I'm reclaiming my narrative, but also like, they watched Mean Girls once and then they're like,
they watched Mean Girls once.
Scott, younger brother, Scott had started not talking to her because he's like,
yeah,
you're actually hurting my brother.
Oh,
and
yeah,
messed up, and like, you're not who I thought you were, blah, blah, blah. But then like, after she's gone through her mental breakdown of, I don't even know what is going on. Who am I? He like sees her and he's like, oh, like, okay, yeah, she's who I thought she was. And so he comes back in and he's like, hey, you want to be science partners again? She's like, yeah, of course I want to be science partners again. And then it's like, da, 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 da. Yeah, everyone's doing great. And then the last thing with John Tucker, he's with a girl in public.
Ooh.
In the lunchroom.
Oh.
Okay. And he's like arm around her, like, which is not common for him. Yeah. And he's dated before. He's like, you know what? I feel so blessed to be woken up to this of like my error of my ways, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got his arm on this girl. And then he's like, I want to introduce you to somebody who was really special to me. And she's like, great. Walks up to another girl. Erica, this is Brittany. I don't know.
Oh.
And I think we should all date each other.
Oh!
So, thruple, the first thruple of the early 2000s.
Wow, they invented thruples.
They really did. They invented thruples. So we can thank John Tucker.
Wow. Were the girls into it?
And then he's walking forward like this, and the girls look at each other like,
ah! Okay, good. I was like,
no, the girls were not into it. They're like, what the crap is going on?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so what did we learn? What did we learn here? We don't trust a man with two first names. We have two first names, but women can be trusted. A man has two first names.
Red flag.
Red flag.
Run.
Yeah, no, no.
It's a song.
Run. What?
You have this one. I'll pull it up.
Run.
That's what I was trying to do.
Exactly. He tells you his two first names.
Run.
We also learned Brittany Snow's stutter disappears the second she gains confidence.
So, oh, like,
that's wow. Not how that works, but okay, babe. And lastly, he doesn't die
socially.
Know? So, like,
yeah.
But his reputation takes a little hit. So, like,
that is so funny.
Take it. But, anyways, I'm pretty sure that every single girl in this movie wore Bath and Body Works sweet pea. Or cool cucumber or whatever it was. Cucumber melon.
Oh my God.
The body shimmer too. Oh my god. Like, you could, it's just like, you could, the smell of Axe and yes. Bath and Body Works was oozing out of the screen.
Oh my god.
Anyways, that is John Tucker Must Die.
I love it. It has been so long since I've seen that movie that I literally forgot. I know who the characters were, but
right? Like, you remember the general plot. You're like, okay, they're gonna do something and they're gonna she's all that reverse
yeah.
psychology,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But like,
no, it's so, oh my gosh, I need to watch that movie.
It's really good. It is a good one to watch. And just like, just watch it for the bad acting. Because the way, yeah. Ashanti, I don't know what you're doing. And if you ever stumble across this podcast, or if your PR team ever goes like, Ashanti, you're being mentioned in this, the cultural zeitgeist again. Girl, what were you thinking? But also, you kind of made my hope of being an actress alive and well during that time. So
yeah, no, she gave us all hope.
She gave us all hope.
So
that, she could give you hope again.
Yeah.
Watching this. All of them, honestly.
Amazing.
I'm just so glad some of these actresses got better at acting. Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen, I guess I've seen Brittany Snow and some other things since then.
Yeah. With like Pitch Perfect? Yeah.
Was she in Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, she's like one of the main girls.
Is she? Because I know there's another actress who looks a lot like her.
Is she not?
Was Brittany Snow the one that was married to the guy from Selling OC?
Yeah,
yes. She was in Pitch Perfect, yeah.
That, I was trying to remember who she was married to. Yeah, she was married to that one guy.
She was married to what's his name?
Definitely was sleeping with Alex.
100%.
Like, come on, we're not
stupid.
I love how they're like, no, we're just friends.
You guys. Right.
No one believes that.
Yeah, most of them have gotten better. Sophia Bush, I love. She got better.
I love it. When did it come out?
2006?
Oh, so really early 2000s. Yeah, that's amazing. That movie should be in a time capsule.
Yeah, 2006, July of 2006.
Because if you want to know how life was in 2006.
For real.
That's a good representation.
That is a really great representation of early 2000s. Yeah. Y2K. All y'all kids trying to be like Y2K chic.
Mm.
You don't even know.
To begin with, it was not chic to begin with.
No,
but
we were. First of all, it's like they're doing Y2K, but with way better makeup skills than
oh my gosh, literally. Like the girls at 12 now.
Literally, how do they have such a perfect beat face?
What?
And I was like, using my fingers with Dream Matte Mousse.
No, literally. I know. I'm like, I was putting mascara on my eyelids.
Yeah, literally. And we didn't take it off.
Yeah, no, you didn't wipe it off. It was
no,
just like,
I didn't understand the concept of blending. It
no.
was foundation goes on your face,
on the chin.
On the chin.
That's
if
it.
You don't have the line,
yeah.
you're doing it wrong.
Literally. Like, what is blending? No one blends.
No, for real. So, like, all these girls who are doing Y2K, I'm like, ugh,
yeah, no,
jealous.
You're definitely, you're doing it better than any of us ever did. So,
yes. But also lay some respect on the people of us who laid the foundation for what you're doing.
Yeah. Rude.
Anyways, that's John Tucker Must Die. What do you have for me in terms of benefit? Not that we haven't gotten all emotional already.
I know. So today's benefit. So my therapist, #GoToTherapy.
#GoToTherapy. That is part of why I was feeling lighter. Let's be honest.
No, seriously. Because... And it's one of those things where you're just like, why did I take so long? Because it sounds so daunting and so scary. And it can be.
Yes.
I'm not discounting that. But once you do go and you find the right person,
yes.
it is
a world of difference.
Life changing.
And it's like, I don't know what it is. Because like, obviously, I'm talking to you guys about everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But something about talking to my therapist about everything that was going on and her helping me to reframe things.
Yeah.
and to like connect the dots. And I'm like, oh, wow, that makes so much more. I feel so much better.
Yeah. No, it's like the picture of like the tangled yarn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like all, going into all these different balls of yarn. Yep. Like that is what a therapist can do. Anyway.
Yeah.
Big advocate for therapy.
Go to therapy.
She recommended this book.
So good.
It's called The Body Keeps the Score. And it is by Bessel van der Kolk, MD. I don't know. I'm saying this terribly. But anyway, I was on Pinterest last night and I saw this and I was like, yep, this is a benefit. I
love it.
It says, what's left unsaid will always find a way to scream.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Yep. We literally have had so many conversations about this.
Your body, and we've talked about this on the pod before, like your brain knows where your organs are. It knows what it does. You have to go to school and learn. This is a stomach. This is what it does.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But like your brain knows that already.
Yeah. Your brain knows exactly how your body works, but we still like, have to
runs it.
What is the nervous system?
Yeah. No, literally. How many nerves are in their nervous system? Your brain knows. Like it's just, it's so stupid. Anyway. So what the way I explain it to for myself to understand is there's so many different languages that our body speaks to each other,
mm-hmm.
like brain to organ, brain to nerves, whatever. But then there's also another language I feel like that's happening for to your physical body, mm-hmm. to you as a spiritual being, I guess.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Because there's so many different ways that like your body is literally always talking to you.
Yep.
And I don't understand the language yet.
Yeah, like we're still trying to identify the things that our body is like. When our body does this, this is what this means.
Yeah. When I moved to Utah in 2017,
mm-hmm.
I was gaining weight,
mm-hmm.
like an insane rapid rate that I went to the doctor and they were like, I don't know what's going on. It's mm-hmm. not your meds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no physical reason. Like I'm working out. I'm eating okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was poor, so hey, Robin, I mean,
we're eating what we can.
Yeah, we're eating what we can. But like, there was no like, oh, this is why.
Yeah.
Like I'm not eating pizza and cake every meal. And then cut to now, I'm still kind of dealing with it because again, workout. I eat really well now.
Yeah.
Like I work out, like at least 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Or 5 times a day.
I was like, wait, hold on a second. Do you?
No. I wake up at 5 a.m. Just because, like, no, you do not.
No, at least, like, you might. I don't. So you could be.
But I try to work out at least 5 times a week.
Uh-huh.
It's still, even now, I'm having trouble losing weight. And it's just, it is insanely frustrating.
Right.
Yeah. You go, okay, well, I'm eating, I'm dieting, I'm exercising. What else is there to do?
Yeah.
And it kind of just, over the last couple of years, obviously stress.
Yeah.
has been a very present character in my life.
Yeah.
And the reason why it hit me that stress was causing my weight gain, mm-hmm. was because when I quit my job,
mm-hmm.
that I was working in HR.
Yeah. She's working a corporate girly life.
Yeah. I was doing the corporate girly thing. Like 110%. I had a corporate job that was making me cry. And I'm not kidding. Every single day.
Yeah.
And it was just not healthy. Mm-hmm. Obviously it wasn't a good situation. And it was just a really, really bad job.
Yeah.
And I was just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I quit that job with no backup plan. I was just like, I just need to get out. I don't care what else there is. This is done.
Yeah.
I quit there. And I do not change a single thing about how I'm working out or eating or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I lose 70 pounds.
Yep.
I, within a year, lose mm-hmm. 70 pounds. And I'm not doing anything different.
Yep.
Nothing. Okay. Explain that. So then cut to now and I'm like, you know, I'm still struggling with it because of stress.
Yep.
And like, yeah, it's like the stress of like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? My job, my life.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Ugh.
There is something to be said for cortisol in the body.
Yes.
And just how it continues to show up.
Yes, exactly. And there's actually, I like underlined it and put it like amazing in the border. Bessel, I'm butcher. I don't know if that's what you're saying.
The author of the book.
He is a doctor, and so he the whole book is talking about his experience with his different patients and how the body of each of his patients was speaking to them, but they didn't understand how to listen to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is him kind of like, you're reading his notes essentially, and it is fascinating, and it is so validating, and I am literally on chapter 3.
And that's amazing.
I'm obsessed with this book.
That's so crazy. You're on chapter 3 and we're already like,
yeah,
you've already gotten so much from this.
Literally. No, it is so validating because I'm like, okay, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what it says. The insidious effects of constantly elevated stress hormones include memory and attention problems, irritability, and sleep disorders. They also contribute to many long-term health issues depending upon which body system is most vulnerable in a particular individual. Mm. We now know that there is another possible response to threat, which our scans aren't yet capable of measuring. Some people go simply into denial. Their bodies register the threat, but their conscious minds go on as if nothing has happened.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. Did he take a scan of my life and write a book and then I'm reading it? Because
he's like, hey, hold on. Is this play about us?
Because, and you know, we will talk about my experience of living in Utah. Yeah. Because I had, stressful is not an adequate word.
No.
We'll get into that. But basically it was just
a ride.
It was a roller coaster. Even like literally I was telling my therapist and she was like, wow, that was a roller coaster.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking human feces,
yes,
haunted mirrors,
yes,
all of this nonsense.
Like, just anything your mind can imagine. Bad roommates, bad living situation, weird jobs, all of it. I had it all.
My gosh, I forgot about like the weird people that you worked for.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gosh, we're going to have to get into all of it.
Some things. Anyway, so stressful is not, yeah, an adequate word. I think even now, like after COVID, my body is still registering something as a threat.
Yep.
And my body is releasing cortisol, stress hormone constantly. And like, it is so frustrating because, yeah, I'm like, first of all, I barely eat to begin with.
I know.
I don't eat that much.
I know.
And then Which could be the problem too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I drink plenty of water. Like, you know, it's like the list.
The things you're supposed to do, she's doing.
Yeah. Like, it just doesn't make sense to someone on paper.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the reading this book was like so validating because he had 8 veterans watching Platoon, which I guess is a very gruesome war movie. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it. Never heard of it. First, he had them put their hands in ice water. Mm-hmm. And he said, just as long as you can, just keep it in the ice water. And then they had them put the other hand in ice water while they watched Platoon. Mm-hmm. And they were able to hold their hand in the water 30% longer when they were watching Platoon. Because your body can be like, this pain is nothing. I went through this mental
thing before. Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm revisiting that and my physical body is, that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not concerned about that right now.
Yeah.
This is the threat.
Yep.
Anyway. And so, yeah, it's so fascinating. I love it. And I love learning about it because it's just finally, what, like 6-7 years of trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And it's finally making sense.
It's starting to kind of puzzle piece into what's actually
like,
happening.
What can I actually do to change, not even just my weight, but like how I feel in my body.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Your body is talking to you constantly.
I know. And it's interesting. Like you said something earlier of like, needing to understand your body and needing to understand the language that your body is saying, you know, like we had this conversation with mom. I don't know if you had started reading the book or not at this point, but talking about how, like, for me, stress shows up typically in the past. It has shown up for me in my lower back. So when I start feeling the twinges in my lower back, I know, okay, I'm stressing out. Like during the most stressful times of my life, my back has gone out.
Yeah.
Your body is like, hey, yo, you're stressed out. You need to take a beat.
Yeah.
Take a moment. We're going to make you take a moment.
You can't walk now.
No, literally. Like the first time my back got thrown out, 2011. I want to say, I was just at work and I was at a really stressful job and I put a mat on the floor and then my back went out and that was it. So like we're learning like, oh, okay, this is stress related. Mm-hmm. We're talking to my mom about like, hey, like if you've got the body keeps the score is a real thing.
Yeah.
Your body is storing all of this unprocessed trauma, unprocessed triggers, unprocessed emotion. Like, that's why they say to feel, deal, heal. Like, you in the moment, feel the things, deal with the things, and then you heal the things. Because otherwise, your body keeps the score.
It literally will.
And then
hold
you end up with a bad back, or you end up with a freaking stress rash.
Yeah, like, no, literally.
Literally.
I told you it would tie in.
I know, exactly. Like, your body's going to figure out a way to make you listen.
Yeah.
And we just have to learn to listen earlier.
Yeah. But like, that's color, it's like what stays unsaid will find a way to scream.
Exactly.
And yeah, your body will find a way to scream.
Exactly.
It will.
Pay attention to your bodies. There's yes. so much to be said for like intuitive eating and
yes, absolutely.
All of that. Like, our bodies know more than our conscious mind does a yes. lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Have you heard of the thing of like, it just reminded me, there's girls on TikTok who are talking about your body will reject a man if he's not right for you.
Mm.
And so they say things like, the first time they're with a man, they get a UTI, or oh, their wow. skin starts breaking out, or they start losing their hair, like mm-hmm. they start having all these health issues. That's like insane. Your body will tell you when you are not with the right person.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating. See, like,
there's so much.
Your physical body knows so much more than we give it credit for.
Yes. Yes.
That is insane.
Right?
Wild. Wow. I love that.
I love that. Thank you for bringing that benefit.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, man. This was a wild ride.
This was a good episode.
I think so.
This was really, like, cathartic.
I feel cathartic.
Cathartic.
I don't think that's a word.
Cathartic.
As an internal comms person, I don't think that's a word. yeah, no. I think it was good. I mean, we're going to get real with you guys as often as we feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I mean, let's face it, you're not here for the movies.
No.
And if you are here for the movies, like, congratulations, but sorry we're letting you down with our terrible interpretations of these movies.
I'm like, the movies are just a reason, an excuse, really.
For us to get together and yap.
Yeah, for us to have a podcast with it.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
Well, we love you guys.
We love
Listen
you.
Listen to your bodies.
Listen to your body. Do things the right way. I don't know that makes sense.
She's fully cathartic right now.
I'm fully cathartic. I feel very, like, I'm tired.
Nap time.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching, listening, whatever we're doing. Make sure that you comment, subscribe, rate, mm-hmm. share the pod.
That helps us a great deal.
Yes, por favor.
And also, yeah, we want to hear from you because this isn't a one-sided conversation.
No, we'd love for it to be more two-sided. So,
yeah.
Like, send us a message. Send us a comment.
Yeah, I want
to
hear.
If you have something to add to something we said, like, please
Absolutely.
Do.
Or if you know of a benefit.
Yeah, if you've got a benefit. I've got people. Actually, now I think about that. Someone, my friend, my dear friend Kristen, another shout out to my other friends,
yeah,
all my friends, she sent me something a bit ago that she was like, this would be a good benefit for the pod. I was
Ooh.
Like, I'm saving this, so
perfect.
I think it'll be the next thing I share.
Perfect.
But yeah,
awesome. I'm excited.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.
'Ditch the clocks and deadlines, time is ours to define. In this world that's online, we let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks, it's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.